Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Shalene. Woo! Clap, 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 clap. Whoa! And the crowd roars.
Oh, the crowd's going crazy.
Yeah, we didn't
the crowd's
clap
going
before
wild.
We started. Yeah, oh no. Yeah. Clappity clap. Woo!
Clap, 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 clap. Thunder clap. Guys, every time I'm being told to clap before the episode starts.
She's forgetting.
Every time I forget.
Yeah.
Every single time. Yeah.
She literally just said,
don't forget to clap. And, what and did I was you like, do? I'm going to clap.
Yeah. And then what didn't you do?
I absolutely did not clap.
You didn't clap.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, I just want to publicly apologize to our editor who wanted me to clap and I did not clap.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days.
Everyone has those days. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
You know, I told you this the first time I met you. So
yes.
We met recently at an event randomly. And guys, it will shock you to know she is very tall.
I am. I'm 5'9".
I don't know. That really like put me on edge, actually.
What do you mean? I feel like recently, some people that I've been meeting out and about, they've been like, I didn't know you were tall. I'm like...
Honestly, guys, you would bump into her and you're like, what the hell? Like,
really?
To me, online, you look small.
Do I?
Honestly. And I never got it because people say I look tall.
I thought you was going to be like 5'6".
Yeah. In my spirit, I'm 5'9".
Fair enough.
100%.
Fair enough.
Sometimes when I'm walking, right, I feel close to the floor.
Yes.
And it really surprises me.
Yes.
And then sometimes I will catch my reflection.
Yes.
And I'm like, who is this short girl?
Do you know what I do sometimes?
What do you do?
To try and see the world from a short person's perspective. Sometimes I just squat down to like the level. Like when I'm in front of the mirror, like I'll just squat and I'll be like, this is the height for some people. Like that's actually mad.
It's mad.
Concerts and stuff.
It's
you have
so
to
deep.
Get a seat. You can't be in the standing pit.
No, because no one gives a heck.
No one gives a heck.
No one gives
I'm
a heck.
I'm the one that doesn't give a heck.
Yeah, you're just there tall.
I'm there.
Heads
tall.
All there. Yeah. Backs all long. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like no one has any respect for smaller people.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys need to get there early.
It's a big concern, actually. It's a very, very huge concern. And I'm really glad that you brought this up. Because actually, it's a big concern in society.
Yeah.
Us smaller people, petite people, we also have rights to the same things that tall people do.
You do.
And I personally think that as a society, tall people should immediately go to the back.
Do you think?
Immediately. It should just be a thing of, in fact, there should be rows that say it strictly. If you are above 5'3", you cannot stand here.
Yeah.
And that is how we come together and we unite.
Yeah.
And that is what it looks like when humans are looking after other humans.
It's so true.
Do you know what I mean?
On the other hand, though, I feel like if you are a petite person, you need to get to the concert early and get to the front. You need to spend a little more and get yourself a little seat. Because you see me, I'm here to enjoy ceremony. It's not my fault that I kept growing. It's not my fault that I ate my greens, babe. Go on.
I was supposed to be tall. I've told this story on the podcast.
I'm sure you was the tallest in your friendship group, wasn't you? Until a certain point. Yeah, I've heard this story before. Short people, they love me.
Okay.
All right. It's funny though, my friends that are shorter, they actually were all taller than me.
I was tall in primary school.
Yeah.
I've shared the story on the podcast.
I was tall in primary school.
And I've told people on this podcast before. They've heard this story.
I believe it.
I was basically the tallest in my class. My mom signed me up to modeling classes. There's a picture of me in a swimsuit. Legs are long as hell, right? Posing. I remember the house we were living in. It was Galsworthy Close in Thamesmead. Nine. Galsworthy
Close. We're getting out of here.
Okay. And then I was getting bullied.
Oh.
And that made me sad.
Yeah.
So then one day I walked to the
mirror.
Getting
bullied for being too tall?
For being too tall. And I walked to the mirror and I said, God, I don't want to be tall anymore. And I believe an angel walked past in that moment.
That's happened to me before. I said, when I was younger, I was jealous because everyone had allergies. I didn't have an allergy. Everyone would be like, I'm allergic to this, I'm allergic to this. I was like, I want to have an allergy. And I prayed for an allergy and I got one and I'm allergic to paracetamol.
No
Yeah.
way.
And I didn't find out until I was 14. I wasn't allergic before. I had paracetamol before. Then one day, was that 14? Maybe I was like 12. The one day I had paracetamol and I just...
No.
And then we thought, oh, what could it be? We don't know. Another time, took another paracetamol.
No.
Yeah. And I used to wish I had glasses. I can't see now. I need glasses. I used to wish for so much stuff and I got it.
Wow.
And that's why sometimes when I was younger and I was getting taller and taller, and you know, when you're young, you don't, I didn't really want to be tall when I was younger because So I used to pray and be like, please stop me from growing. But then I would get scared and be like, no, what if they make me grow even more for asking not to grow? So then I'd stop and I'd take it back. It was hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an example. Be careful what you wish for.
Period.
Wow. Because you really wanted allergies.
Power of the tongue.
Wow. The power of the tongue is so real.
It can be wicked.
Wow. It can be so wicked. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know. And I couldn't take painkillers for a year until I figured out what I was allergic to.
That's crazy. You just had to firm the pain.
Yeah.
Wow. Strength. And power. I love that for you though.
Thank you.
Do you take medicines now?
I take ibuprofen.
Okay.
I try and stay away from medicine as much as I can.
Yeah.
I want my body to...
Oh, you're one of those people. Yeah. Mm,
fight it.
No, I'm going to give me the medicine immediately.
Give me the drugs.
Oh, I feel like... a little head. Ooh. Give me the pills. Give me the pills. Give me the pills. Give me the pills.
Give me the drugs.
Right now, immediately. Like, I have people, I know people that are like, no, I want my body to fight it. Like, one of my friends, like, she'll be like, oh my God, I'm so ill. I can't breathe. My body's in pain. I was like, oh, have you taken ibuprofen? She's like, oh, you're right, actually.
But that's ibuprofen. I feel like ibuprofen is just for like pain. I feel like I only use it for like when I'm on my period or something.
Yeah. I use it for anything.
Really? Or when I get migraines. I used to get really bad migraines. Yeah. Then I'd use it for that as well.
I use it for everything. Wow. Any ounce of pain that I feel.
Ibuprofen.
And it works immediately. Like, I just feel, you know, I feel alive and I'm like, all right, cool. Ready to go.
Then you're back to business.
Back to business. But welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank
like,
you
know, the guys at home, they know. I don't know if you're at home, actually. How dare me assume
you that
you're listening to this at home. You could be anywhere.
Mm.
But anyways, my listeners and my watchers, they know, that I like to start my show with a complaint of the day.
Okay.
And look, I'll be honest. A lot of people, they say, you know, complaining is not good.
Mm.
They're like, oh, it's not good for the spirit. Oh, you shouldn't do this. Oh, you shouldn't complain.
Yappa.
Created this show so I can complain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a safe space to complain.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need to get out of my system.
Yeah.
And now it's got to the point, I'll be walking around. I'll see something. I'll be like, oh, complaint of the day coming up next week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I say this every week. I have a lot of complaints. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got so many complaints, right?
Really?
But today something happened.
What happened?
And it took the rain. And I said, you know what? I got to talk about this today because actually, the same thing actually happened last week as well.
Damn.
So it means I have to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my complaint of the day is this. People, and it's public transport again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
People who put their bags on the chair next to them when they're on the train or when they're on the bus. Okay.
Mm.
Last week, I realized that society had fallen. Because I got on the train and there was a man sitting down. There were women standing up. And I looked to my right and what do I see?
Bag.
A bag.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, he did not even think to move his bag so a woman could sit down. And he is sitting down and not getting up so a woman can sit. So not only is he refusing to get up for a woman, he's saying his bag is also not going to get up for a woman.
He said the bag is more important than
you. The bag is more important than you. And I thought, wow, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and I let it slide because I got a seat, right? But I kept looking over and then someone opposite me.
Wait, not you, not backing the girls.
Yeah. I got my own life to live. Yeah, I got my own life to live, right?
No.
But the person opposite me, this old man, he saw me giving a man a dirty look. Because I think he was thinking what I was thinking. Because he's an old man, so he's probably thinking,
"Where's the gentleman?
How is your bag?" And I kept looking like, "What's in this bag?" And it just looked like it, you know, it was like paper.
There was
or
nothing
something.
In that bag,
and I just couldn't believe it. And that was actually on my way to record, and I was gonna make that my complaint. I thought, you know what, I've got a very strong one already, and I need to get that one off my spirit. Right? Today I got on a train again.
The bag.
This time it was a woman. Get on. First of all, the trains were packed, and I was thinking to myself, "Where is everyone going?" It is the working hours of the day.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Okay? I couldn't believe it. So that was my first outrage. Like, where's everyone going, right?
Mm.
And then I get on the train. The train is packed. Mm. Yeah? Let me tell you something. The train was packed.
Leave it.
And as it was packed, yeah, I like skim through. I'm like, there has to be a seat somewhere. Yeah? There has to be a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I couldn't believe my eyes.
Bag.
A bag.
Yeah.
And I saw the woman. And I thought, I'm not looking away. And I looked her dead in her eyes as I walked towards her.
No.
By the time I got there, she removed the bag.
Period.
But there were other people who were standing around her and she just put the bag there. No one was bold enough. So today I feel
Good.
Great, because yeah. I stood up for myself. I
you
looked
did.
Her dead in her eyes.
Did.
And the eyes, it told a story.
They
and
did.
She received that story she immediately. Did. And she
body
said,
language.
I don't want nothing from this girl. There's nothing I could do.
Yeah.
But my eyes told a story and she removed the bag. But as I sat there, I was still angry.
Yeah.
Because I thought, there was another woman, probably older than me, who probably would like to see. I couldn't give it to her because I was tired, right?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, that part, yeah.
Risa. But how could you just let that old lady stand whilst your bag is there? So that's my complaint of the day, man.
That is a very good complaint, Risa.
Yeah, outrageous stuff, man.
Do you know what? I feel like people that put their bags on the chair, they don't have gumption.
Explain that, actually.
They don't... They don't have any guts. They're too, what's the word? Pussy? To demand personal space. So they do it passive aggressively by putting their little bag in that little chair and playing dumb, okay? Rather than commanding the space. And that's where people like us come in.
Yeah.
And we say, you move that bag with our eyes. And they do it because we've got gumption.
Remove that bag immediately.
Remove that bag immediately.
I looked her in her eyes. Remove I said, remove that bag. That bag. Yeah. Don't let. I had coffee in my hand. I wanted to sit down and listen to my music whilst I drank my coffee. I had no energy
you're
to
right.
stand.
You it's pay taxes. Right. It's TFL, babe. Get a private jet. Do you know what I don't believe in? Yeah. I don't believe in complaining in public spaces. That's one thing I don't believe in. Like, if you're on the tube, yeah, and someone's eating food and it smells. Get a private car. We're all paying for this bus. We're all paying for this bus. I will never complain in a public space because if I don't want to be here, I need to get to work.
It's true.
I need to get my money up.
Yeah,
and
you're
I
right.
Need to do
it and just get me a car. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. But you're not there. You're on the bus with the rest of us. So share the chair.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
That's what
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it's an exceptional belief. Thank you for supporting me.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, actually. So what's your complaint of the day?
My complaint of the day is, how can I? It's not something that happened. Well, no, it's something that happens au general.
Okay. Okay.
To me, people like me.
Okay.
My complaint of the day. Is that sometimes in life, people will throw a bit of shade. You know the saying, some people are all bark and no bite? Some people will bark, but when you bite, now you're the bad guy. Don't throw shade at me and then get upset when I rip your head off. Don't get upset. And I was suddenly, Shalane, that was too much. You're too much. That was horrible. But I didn't start it.
Yeah.
What did you want me to do? Roll over and play dead? I'm very much alive. I'm very much alive. And I will chew you up. So don't. So don't throw the shade.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some people like to get in the kitchen. They can't handle the heat. Well, I'm turning up the heat. I'm a Leo. I'm a fire sign.
You're going to turn it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's my complaint of the day.
Yeah.
Because I've been in a few pickles like that. And just feel like I want to stand up for my confrontational friends. People always say we're the problem.
Yeah.
I think confrontation can be good.
It can be good.
Do you know what? I feel like it's two things. Do you know what it is? Yeah. I feel like if you're a confrontational people, you get things resolved. Get things smoothed over, sorted.
True.
Clear the air.
True.
Clear the air.
True.
And we can all move on. I feel like if you can't be non-confrontational if you're the problem. You can't do something bad and then when people want to address it, you're like, I'm not confrontational. Do you get it?
I get it.
That's my complaint of the day. I don't know.
No, it's a solid complaint.
Yeah.
It's a solid complaint. I actually hear this complaint, actually.
Thank you.
Because you can't throw shade and expect me not to catch it.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
But then it's like, when you're a bigger, you've got a bigger bark, then suddenly it all becomes about how loud you were.
Yeah. As opposed to the fact that you whispered shade.
There you go. It's always
and
the
I
whispers.
Caught it.
I heard.
And I heard it.
You thought I wouldn't.
And now you want to gaslight me and act like I didn't hear what you said. But I did.
Yeah.
I did hear it.
Exactly.
And I didn't like it.
I didn't like it one bit. I'm going to let you know. Let everyone else know.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not a confrontational person.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? But I do like to iron things out.
There you go.
So I'm not the type that will be like, there's an issue. I'll be like, no. It's confrontation. I don't like to start the conversation.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. So I like it when there's an issue. Well,
when there's an issue.
I like it when it's an issue. No, I like it when I have to like rile myself. Rile. Is that the right word? Rile. Rile myself up. Okay. Yeah. English isn't my first language.
Is it not? What's your first language?
Yeah, Yoruba.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's why you saying it like that?
No. It's just that no one really asks me usually.
Really?
What it is. Yeah.
I care.
I just say it.
I'm not like the other guests.
Yeah. I just say it and they just take it in.
Oh, okay.
It's not much. It's not. Yeah. I just say things, you know.
Okay.
People just take it.
Okay.
Know? Yeah. But I'm glad that you asked. Anyways. Basically, I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Rile me up.
Yeah.
Right?
Rile.
But I don't know why I was going to say rile, actually.
But you saying that you don't like to start the confrontation. Yeah. And you have to rile yourself up a little bit sometimes to get ready for a confrontation.
Yes, exactly. And then it might take me a little minute to start the convo and be like, hey, hi.
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But once I get the okay, we're going to go for it. And I like to talk it to the bones. Do you know what I mean?
Talk it to the bones.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it. How do you feel? Why do you feel it? How do you feel it?
Where do you think this comes from? When does it start?
Yeah. Let's unpack it.
Yeah. What's this really about?
I love that question. Oh, you say it's about toast? No.
It's never about toast.
It's never about toast.
It's never about toast.
And then I like it when they're like, well, it started when I was 12.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Damn.
This is what happened. It was 7:45.
Oh my god.
I was 12 years old and that was the first time someone said no to me. And now you just said no to me and it's now triggered that. And I'm
fair
like,
enough.
Now I know you better.
Now
I feel closer to you.
No.
And it just feels really nice when I feel closer to someone.
That is nice. I do love a deep conversation.
Do you know what I mean? And you're like, oh.
Yeah. I hate small talk.
I don't like small talk.
When I meet people, I'd rather not talk. Or I'd rather know what your relationship is like with your mother.
Oh. So you go right in there.
I like to go, or I'll just not talk, or I'll just be like, have a drink.
Yeah.
Or I like to be like, so what's your love language? I like to go straight into it.
What is your love language?
Mine is physical touch. And I feel like it used to be words of affirmation when I was younger. It's not anymore. It's definitely physical touch, acts of service. But physical touch is the way I show people, even if I just like you as a friend, like if I don't touch you, I probably don't like you or I don't feel comfortable around you.
Interesting.
What about you?
I think mine is definitely acts of service and quality time. But I feel like physical touch needs to slip in there as well as my top three, because I've noticed if I go out with someone or like, my friends don't hug me, I'm like, you hate me. You know?
Yeah.
And like, if I go out with someone and there's not like a little like, you know, hand on the knee or a little like hand or something, I'm like, you think I'm the ugliest person you've ever seen.
You hate my guts.
And you actually hate my guts.
And you're thinking of someone else.
And actually, you're annoyed that you're in front of me right now.
Yeah. And you're probably going to block me after this.
And you're never going to speak to me again.
And you've got my face on a dartboard.
And every night, what you actually do is just...
throw darts at
you. Yeah. That's what how I feel. Do you know what I mean?
You're hearing a dare, like the movies.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Someone dared you to go out with this chick.
And it happened to be me, and you hate my guts. You think I'm a catfish.
Yeah.
That's why you're not touching me. Because you're looking at me and you're thinking she does not look like what I've seen of her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how I usually feel. Yeah. But then acts of service, I guess it used to probably be physical touch and quality time, but now acts of service is really in there.
Same.
I love it. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like as you get older as well.
Yeah, and the busier you get.
Yeah.
Someone making your life easier.
It's so true, actually. That is so crazy. Because even when I feel like when I was younger, mine was words of affirmation. I feel like it's because I was like a very young girl, and obviously you're not. Well, I wasn't the most secure in myself. Mm-hmm. So it's like you want someone to be like, oh, you're so pretty. Oh, you're so this.
Do you know what I mean?
But now that I'm older and I'm like...
I'm that girl. I don't know who I am. I know.
I just need help. I need you to do this for me.
Help me out.
Do this return for me before it expires.
And don't like make me like have to like tell you, which I know sometimes can be such an unfair statement. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously people aren't like psychics.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm also learning to make my needs known as well.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's really easy to be like, I want someone who just knows what I need when I need it. And it's like, he's not psychic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I can't do that for my partner.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't think of everything they need. They have to tell me.
Do you know what I mean? But learning to like, how do I like tell people what my needs are? Do you know what I mean? And also trusting that like your friends, your partner, your family, they love you enough to care about what you need. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my thing is like, let people love you.
Let people love you.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
you should let them love you.
Let me be the one to give you everything you want.
I need.
Oh remix.
Oh yeah, I was in the school choir.
Right. I like how you just like you took over the song.
Oh, sorry.
And like it's like we're doing a choir thing.
Oh.
And you decided to. Are you that person like that? You like just add your own ad libs.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's fun though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, but it's like we were doing unison. I was about to hit a harmony.
But I was building up to that with you.
But then you broke it apart. I didn't know we were going there.
Oh, okay. Do you know what it is? I just feel like sometimes I'm doing something and I wish someone would do something. So I just try and do it in advance.
You said, give you everything you want.
Sorry, we can do it again if you want later.
It's about to hit the harmonies, you know? It's all right, though.
I do like a harmony.
I do like your remix, though. It's a good, a little boom, one, and need. Yeah, yeah. Are you a karaoke girl? Oh.
Babe, the karaoke machine hates to see me come in. I have my own karaoke mic.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I used to have one of those, but back in 2020, I can't find it though.
I rebought one because I lost my old ones. I used to have a coat and it had two pockets inside it, and I used to go out with my karaoke mics there. And at the end of the night, I used to be like, and whip out the karaoke mics. I love karaoke. I got a karaoke machine when I was like 10 years old for my birthday. Uh-huh. And
Ever since,
I remember I was going ham on that karaoke machine. It had like 3 songs. Mm-hmm. I was going ham on that karaoke machine. And my neighbour knocked on my mum's door one night and said, I swear to you, I'm not lying. This was, they were like, do you have a cat? Like, is there an animal? Like, something, there's a crazy noise coming out the back of your house. I was at the top of the stairs. I was like, hey, you're not going to stop me, honey. I love karaoke. Me and my friends love it. We have like a set songs that we do every time we go to karaoke.
Wow.
Do you like karaoke?
I love karaoke.
What's your karaoke song?
Oh, God. Sometimes love, that's a group one.
Comes around
and it knocks you down. Just get back up and it knocks you down. That's like a real, real banger. Mm-hmm. What other one is there? Any Destiny's Child song?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes we really hit it with the classics like, can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Keep me up, bills. And then if you really want to like really get into it, like don't you say no, 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 no. When it's really yeah, yeah, yeah. And if I really want to get into it, like, yeah. I might rap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I might rap. Do you know there was a time, like, oh, I don't want to, because you've met my best friend and actually, you know, it kind of made you my enemy.
Why?
Because when I thought about you coming on the show, I thought, but I can't have her on the show.
Why?
Because she spent time with my best friend who should be my best friend. And when I found out you were also from South, I was like, it should have been me. Absolutely, it absolutely should have been me. Stormzy.
Oh my God, don't kill me.
It should have been me. Like, honestly, you know, they're like, oh no, I want to be happy. And it's like, okay, I'm not happy for her.
Yes, she was, deep down.
That man is my best friend. And I just cannot believe you got to work with him.
Oh, he's amazing.
I know he is.
Amazing.
I know.
Have you met him?
Never met him in my life.
You will.
When?
There'll be something. There'll be some sort of
will I meet Stormzy? Okay. I just feel like me and Stormzy would be like really great friends. I can just imagine it. Do you know what I mean? We'll be kikiing and memes. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he will get it. Like I'll ask him about his views about, you know, space.
Yeah.
And he'll get it.
And he'll get it.
He'll just get it.
Do you know what? He's a vibe. It's like it's just South London energy though. I feel like We just get each other. We have the same sense of humor.
Yeah, that must have been so cool. When you found out you were gonna be working with him, were you like gassed?
I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was very excited because I was just like, do you know, I was so excited. The day before I got a bit nervous though, because
really?
I was like, what if he's like, who the fuck are you?
Who is she?
But it was fantastic.
It was really good. It looked so much fun.
Yeah, so fun. It was really good.
Yeah, the reason why I actually mentioned him was because for karaoke one time, I actually did one of his songs.
Oh, I used to love this.
Yeah, I did one of his this ones.
Which one? Still Disappointed?
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. I still listen to it till this day.
Same.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm still disappointed. One more dub and it's back to business. I'm a rude and judge a witness. Hold your brother and sister, make that tell them. Oh, some pictures. Mm. Oh, my God. Do you know what's so funny? I remember when that song dropped.
It was crazy.
I was in my office and all I did all day was watch reaction videos to that song. I couldn't believe
funny.
It. Like when
had the copper in his hand.
Yeah.
Like, it was hilarious.
He went crazy.
He went crazy.
I was actually gasping. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. It kept getting worse.
It kept getting rude. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is a rude.
Yeah. I'm upset I'm not a rapper.
Do you know what? I do think a lot of the time, if I'd had a big butt, big fat butt, I would have been a female rapper.
Really?
Because I've got lyrics, babe.
You've got lyrics?
Yeah.
I used to be a rapper back in the days.
Did you?
I did, yeah, yeah.
What music?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grime?
Yeah, it was a bit of grime, bit of street, do you know what I mean?
Bit of South London. Something. What was your rapper name?
Lady Crude.
Lady Crude.
Yeah, yeah, Lady Crude. I was like Lady Crude at one point. Then I was Lady Sweet Gal.
Lady Sweet Gal.
Yeah, then I was Younger Lady Pink.
Younger Lady Pink.
Yeah, but I was actually in two girl groups.
Was
one
it?
Was gospel.
Okay.
And one was Of The World.
Oh, what's Of The World mean?
It's like the opposite of gospel. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
So basically in Christianity, there'll be like, you know, gospel music, da, da, da. And then there'll be like music of the world.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like the Beyoncé's.
Oh,
you know
outside.
What I'm saying? You know, like basically essentially like devil music.
Oh, okay. And which one did you do first?
So I started in gospel.
Oh, okay. And then you said...
Then I was like, oh, let me be
you
in
said,
both.
You said, hey.
Let's hit Of The World music.
What's this?
Do you know what I mean? Bit of the world, do you know what I mean? And then I had to make a decision. They were like, you know, the gospel group and the non-gospel group. They were like, you can't, you're like, you can't be in both, do you know what I mean?
You can't have the best of both.
You've got to make a decision.
You ain't Hannah Montana.
You got to make a decision. Who are you? Do you know what I mean? You can't have one foot in, one foot out.
Are you with us?
Are you with them? And I said, I'm in both. And I can't remember what group I left first, but I defo left the group. Haven't been in the group since. But yeah, I was in a group, little harmonies, do you know what I mean? Little rapping.
Vibe.
I didn't rap in the group though, but...
Oh, is yeah. it?
No, I didn't, but...
So you weren't the Alicia... Oh my God, I love girl rap. Groups. My dream yeah. used to be in a girl group.
Really?
But,
but you can't sing.
Listen, minor...
Can you sing?
Minor detail. And let me tell you something, yeah? Let me tell you something. One time I was out, yeah? I never wanted to be the star. You see like the Pussycat Dolls?
Mm.
I just wanted to be the one that's like, that goes, ooh... Yeah, and like I'm like the niche one of the group. Like I can't really sing, but people are like, no, but Shalene's this or something like that. So, anyways, one time I was out, I was out in the club,
hey, get
and
it.
Some man came up to me and he was like, excuse me. He was like, you got a look. He was like, we're trying to put a girl group together. He was like, you got the look that we need. He was like, do you sing? And then I was like, obviously I can't sing, but I was like, you want me to be in a girl group? I was just like. Not professionally. And then he was like, oh, he was like, you got SoundCloud? I was like, no. He was like, never mind. Good luck. And then he walked away.
That was your moment. That should have been like, I can sing.
My friends were like, why don't you just say yes?
And then,
and then go outside and make a SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think it works like that, babe.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just make a SoundCloud.
You can't just make a SoundCloud.
You need the tunes. You need a producer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You need the beats.
Exactly that.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly that. But,
so you actually can't sing. I just assumed because they said you sounded like a cat earlier. So you actually can't sing?
I feel like I could sing when I was younger. I used to think I could sing.
Here we
sing.
Go. Yeah, here
do you
we
know
go.
What's funny? When I was a child, I did say to my mom, I want to go on Britain's Got Talent. I want to sing. And she said, just make sure you learn how to sing first.
Oh.
She's a Taurus. She's cold.
Oh, wow.
I know.
So that was her way of saying, baby, this isn't your talent.
I know.
That's like, this is not for you. She's like, it's okay, baby.
Yeah.
You've got other talents.
But you know what? Even though I can't sing, I love to sing.
You love to
like,
sing. And that's
love
the thing.
It. I love
it. And that is the thing of people
thing.
That can't sing.
That's the thing.
I just don't understand why you can't sing.
That's crazy,
it's like,
isn't it?
What is it that you're not hearing?
It's a different type of intelligence, though,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it,
interesting.
Singing? Some people can't, like... You know, there's like 7 types of intelligence.
Mm, I didn't know that.
One of them is like, it's true.
I don't know. I'm like looking at you like, really? Is
it's true. Google it. Well, it's a theory. It's a psychological theory. But apparently one of them is like acoustic intelligence. And it's like people who can hear things, people who can sing, people who can catch rhythms. Like, it's like, so there's different types. There's kinetic intelligence. So people who know how to move their body so that they can run faster, swim better. Like, that's what, there's different types of intelligence.
I'm so intelligent.
Are you?
Yeah, I've got I've got acoustic intelligence.
Yeah,
I've got the Connecticut, whatever you said.
You can run
intelligence.
Fast, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Then what's the other ones?
There's interpersonal intelligence, which I have, which is like being able to speak to people, understand people, communicate. Like some people don't know how
me
to speak
again. That's 3
to different people, and I speak to different people. I don't know what the other ones are. There's another one that's like a process, like numeral intelligence, which is like basically learning processes and applying them. And those are the people that do good in exams, and in sport, other people don't. It's like lots of different things. Like you're good at learning things and applying processes.
Wow.
Google it. It's interesting, babe. It's really interesting.
Do you know what? Like, it's interesting because like I've always known that like I was like I'm really talented beyond my peers, right?
Mm.
But I just thought it was something that was in my head. Like I'll kind of look around and be like, I'm so different.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? From like a lot of people.
Okay.
And I didn't know that there was like a thing,
right?
Like a word for it.
Mm.
But like, I'm just so sure that there's a lot of people that can't already say they've got half of the intelligence.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Deep that.
Because I sound like an angel in terms of my vocals. Yeah. You know, I can really sing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
How really crazy? Sing.
I mean, I used to be in a choir.
I used to be in a choir.
Yeah, what? Did you do lead? Or were you just in the background?
Maybe I was in the background.
No, I think you were.
Okay, was you there?
I wasn't there, but my intuition that comes with the intelligence that I have
is next telling question,
me.
Rita.
Yeah, yeah. It was telling me you were in the back, actually.
Maybe I was. It's okay. Maybe it's because I was tall and I had to be at the back.
That was good. That was good. That was actually really good. Touché. Touché. That was very good. The guys know on the show, I love to give a word of the day. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to learn more English. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Do you have a word of the day as well?
There's a woman on TikTok called Bev. Auntie Bev speaks, and every day she puts a crazy word. But I can't remember what the last word is that she taught me. But yeah, sorry, go on. What's your word of the day?
I'm going to be your Auntie Bev today. Okay, and I'm going to teach you a word of the day.
Go on.
Today, my word of the day. How do I pronounce this again?
Oh, yeah.
Word of the day is monosyllabic.
Oh, monosyllabic.
Yeah.
When a word has multiple syllables in it. Is that the word? Is that what it means?
No.
No,
see,
I was just testing.
This is why it's not good to
be
like,
fast.
Yeah, you're too fast. Too fast. Okay, because that's not what it means.
Okay.
Monosyllabic. And let's, first of all, before I get into what it means, let's actually see if I said it right.
Monosyllabic.
Which I'm pretty sure I did say it right.
What else could it mean other than
monosyllabic? Okay.
Monotone.
So let's see. Wait, how do I? Okay. All right, we're just going to try to get the sound.
Come on, love.
Monosyllabic.
Monosyllabic.
Oh, monosyllabic.
She's American.
Monosyllabic.
Maybe that's an American, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's American, isn't it?
What's it mean, though, that monosyllabic?
But why does she say it like that? We need the Brits to say it.
Monosyllabic. Maybe Google.
Okay,
well, that was
see.
Google.
Monosyllabic.
Monosyllabic, yeah, same.
It's monosyllabic.
Monosyllabic, yeah.
What's that mean?
So basically, it's someone that's not using a lot of words.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Most of South London
so it's
boys.
Like, yeah, exactly. So it's like, oh wow, Shalene's being really monosyllabic today.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she's just not saying too much. You're not talking too much. Do you know what I mean? You're a woman of like,
she's mysterious.
Small words. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's mysterious. She's monosyllabic.
Yeah.
I think that's a fantastic word.
Quite monosyllabic.
Do you know what I mean? Like, monosyllabic.
How monosyllabic of you? Your behavior was very monosyllabic.
Monosyllabic.
Last night.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, wow. She's very monosyllabic when people ask her a question.
Monosyllabic, yeah.
Yeah, when people ask her a question, she's very monosyllabic.
Yeah. I hate that bitch. She's monosyllabic.
She's monosyllabic. It's too much.
Yeah.
Use more words.
Use more words.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you just drop that in a sentence, because I just want to drop it in a sentence.
Yeah.
And the thing is, not a lot of people are bold enough to ask you what it means. I'm bold enough. If you say a word that I don't know, I'm going to be like, what's that?
What mean? What's that
But not
mean?
A lot of people do that. So you can really, I mean.
You can really do. I mean, you can be like, if someone says something crazy, you can be like, I'm staying monosyllabic.
Monosyllabic. But also, like, I want to try this thing where, like, I just make up words. Because who's going to be bold enough to be like, what does that mean?
You know what? It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
It is true. Sometimes I do ask people, what does that word mean? I actually hate when people use big words and they don't need to. Actually, no, I don't hate that. That's really bad to hate that.
No, you do. In your spirit, you do.
I feel like, but you know when it's like, not when it's a stranger, but you know when it's your close friend.
It's just a normal day.
Like, we grew up together. We went to school together. We both were like, I know times have changed, but it's just me.
Yeah.
It's literally just me.
But they're saying they're of a different time now. They don't talk the way they used to talk.
I'm just like,
younger.
It's really just me and you talking about last night. I don't understand why you had to put this long word in the sentence.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you do. Go off.
Yeah. I kind of like it when, like, reformed hood guys, they start using big words.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, they used to be in the streets.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, you know, they've learned English properly.
Yeah.
You know? But now they talk really road.
Do you know what word always kills me, though? When everyone says furthermore in Top Boy.
Furthermore?
But we never used
furthermore.
To. But in Top Boy, they say furthermore, but I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, I just feel like it's that reformed hood
is
English.
It?
I think furthermore. That's one of the words.
Yeah, I quite like
it's
that
like,
one.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and furthermore.
Yeah.
Do you know
furthermore.
What I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, if a hood guy was to hear this word now.
Connecting words.
Do you know what I mean? It's very like, I don't even like the way you're talking to me, man. You're being mad monosyllabic.
That is good. You should write the next script for Top Boy. You should.
I've been saying I should, actually.
You should. Yeah. You should.
Someone should hire me.
Yeah.
To write a script.
Or maybe just take it upon yourself.
Maybe I'll write my own Top Boy. Actually, I'm going to write my own
play
show.
Play all the roles in the little audition tape. Send it off. The money will come raking in.
It'll come raking in. Raking in like immediately, okay?
Oh my gosh.
When was the last time you made a new friend?
The last time I made a new friend? I like my old friends. Mm. The last time I made a new friend was probably when I was like 21.
Oh, wow.
But to be honest, what, close friend or fun like acquaintances?
Both.
So a close friend, the last time I made a close friend was probably when I was like 21.
Wow.
But in uni, two of my friends from uni, 21, 22. And then, do you know what it was though? I decided, like, as I was getting older, like, I had a lot of, like, fun friends. Mm-hmm. But then, because I'm quite a fun person, when I was younger, I was, like, very much, like, party, going out. Mm-hmm. Like, if people wanted to go and have fun, they'd always call me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I got to, like, 25, 26, I was like, I actually don't want to spend my time and money on you guys anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even being rude, because it's like, you're not really my friend. Like, you only call me because you want to have fun, but you don't call me and ask me, like, you don't care about me.
Yeah.
So why don't I spend all my time and money on my real friends?
I hear that.
And so now I just love hanging out with all my old friends. I'm still very open to friendship. Yeah, yeah. But I've got a good, I've never been snaked. I've never been betrayed.
Oh,
even
wow.
Friends that I'm not in touch with anymore, we literally just grew apart. I couldn't say bad things about them. They would never say bad things about me. I've got a good eye for friends. That's why.
What are some green flags you look out for when it comes to friendship?
Green flags for me in a friendship are people who are confident in themselves, mm-hmm. in the sense that they don't get offended or triggered by how other people carry themselves.
Mm,
so for example, like if you're out and there's a girl and she's drunk and she's falling around, and the girl's like, oh, like, woo, like, go for it, gets like that. That to me is a good thing, rather than like someone that's like, oh God, look at her. Oh gosh, I'm, like someone's
oh
like
God,
that.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah,
like,
someone's like,
why is she acting like that?
I'm like, who cares? Like she's just everyone's going to have a bad day sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So for me, someone that doesn't care how other people move, that to me is a very good green flag. And then people who've had like long-term friendships, that is a good green flag to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, people that are just happy for you and things like that. I feel like, and people that are not so obsessed with everything you do, like, where are you? What are you doing? Why didn't you invite me?
I like independent girls,
fun, confident girls that have their own lives. Like, that's what I like. Someone that has their own life.
Those are good green flags.
Yeah, and they don't need me. Like, I don't want a friend that's like, I need you, Shalane.
I want
a friend that's like, Shalane, I love you. Let's get, like,
just have a good time. And like, you know, there's like that balance as well, like between like having a good time and then also like having like great conversations and deep conversations and then being there for you and being supportive of you and not being judgmental.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because
I feel
like there's some people that are just judgy.
Some people are judgy.
And it's like, it's not that deep.
It's not.
Relax. Let me make my mistakes in peace.
It's hard. But it's all about how we were raised and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Some people like this is another thing. Some people who don't like self-awareness, people who don't know who they are. Like, everyone should know their flaws. Like, I know exactly what my flaws
Same,
are.
Yeah,
it's like when someone clearly can't see their flaws, it's like,
oh, it's scary. It's so scary.
It's like, you should know.
You should kind of know by now a little bit.
So like, you know how to kind of, sometimes we can all, you know, get caught up in ourselves, but you can check yourself sometimes and be like, what?
I check myself a lot, you know.
Same, I have to check myself
so
too.
I'm so self-aware. I'm like, and sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm too self-aware.
Yeah, same. Sometimes I take it too far.
Yeah, I'm like, let me cool down a little bit. Let me be free. I'm being a bit much.
Yeah.
I'm being a bit too critical.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Sometimes I'm quite critical of myself.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a side that I don't think is very good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, I can show grace to my friends. Like, oh yeah, you're making a mistake. Or whatever, it is what it is. Da, da, da. I'm not judgy. I'm like, live your life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it's me, I'm like, bitch, what did you do?
Oh, you gotta be kind to yourself,
like,
babe.
Why would you live your life like that? Why did you make that mistake?
Yeah, do you know what? There will be times in your life, you know, when you actually get on your knees and pray for
like,
time to go backwards. Like, you're like,
you're
I know time travel isn't real, but just make it real this once, please.
Why did I do that? You know when you're like, why did I say that?
Nah, yeah.
Why did I say it like that? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I hate when you get into that stage of like, you're just like, yeah. get that anxiety of like, oh my God, yeah. I've ruined my life.
Do you know what though? Sometimes there's situations you're like, where you just effed up. Like, yeah. And all you can do is wait for things to get better. Or if you did something to someone or said something to someone, yeah. wait for them to apologize to you. But you know what? That's why I'm quite a forgiving person.
Yeah,
because I like to think that if I'm ever in that position, the universe will reward me.
100%.
Because one day we're all going to be in a position where we just...
every time. Do you know what I mean? So I try to be like, I think I'm very forgiving, to be honest. Like, good. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just like, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Please. I give people a lot of grace and I just, all I want in return...
Yeah, I just want it back.
Grace, please.
Let it come back to me, please.
Just give me grace. Yeah. Like, just allow me to be me as well. Yeah. And let's just... And that's how the friendships grow. Do you know what I mean? And that's how relationships grow, you know? Make mistakes, we argue, then we move on.
That's what I think. Do you know what? This my mindset, and I feel like it's more like what I try and manifest. Mm. I always try and tell myself, no one's out to get me. That's what I like really engrave in myself. Like, I'm like, no one's out to get me. Because I know sometimes it's like, we talk about people... having bad intentions and stuff, but it's like in my brain, like I won't allow it to register.
I like that.
So I'll be like, no one's out to get me. Like if anything happens, if someone does something, I'm like, no one's out to get me. It's their mistake, it's their insecurity, but it's not about me. Like no one's out to get me. I'm fine. That's why I try and manifest, really. And
I really like that, you know.
Nothing's really like, no one's really ever tried to get me.
Yeah, I really like that, you know, because I feel like sometimes we can get in our head and we just think we have enemies.
Yeah.
And we have ops, secret ops, do you know what I mean? And it's like, no one's out to get me.
I talk a lot about enemies and ops on my TikTok, but it's all in humor, but it's like, in reality, like...
Do you think you have ops though?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure ops are probably just boys from the past. Yeah. Oh, boys. Old boys from the past are definitely ops.
Yeah. Depo your ops, low key.
I don't know where they are.
They're looking at you doing one of that. No, I hate this girl. She is my op. She is my enemy. Do you have like any like silent, like, do you have like beef with a celebrity that's in your head? Like you've never met them before.
I feel like I talk about them way too much. I feel like one day the universe is going to bring us together and I'm just going to be like, and I don't know.
Who?
It's Kendall Jenner.
You got beef with Kendall?
I do.
Why?
So I don't like her tequila company. I don't like that she can't say what she's selling. It's reposado. It's not reposado.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It's cute, like, I don't like she's appropriating Mexican culture a bit. I don't like that.
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not Mexican, but I sort of like back it. In the people. Yeah, I don't like that stuff. And then I also don't like that she was quite rude about modeling. Like when she was like, I don't do all those shows. I don't want those girls. I don't know. I just thought, girl,
You're like, come you're on. My op.
Not my op, but but then also maybe it's just jealousy, you know. A lot of stuff comes from jealousy, it probably is, but I'm self-aware. What can I say? I always say, if you don't like someone for no reason, it's because you're jealous of something subconsciously. Because when I was in school, I remember there was this girl, I was so bad at maths in school, really.
Yeah, really?
And my mom's a maths teacher.
Oh, that must have really got to your mum. Like, why is this girl not getting the numbers?
Yeah, she like, you know them sessions where you're crying in your room and she's like,
one plus one is two.
You're like, it's seven. Like, oh my God. I literally used to be in maths and the teacher would like, I don't know why the heck, I was in middle set, they moved me up to the second top set. I don't know why the hell they did that. And then they would ask me questions and I would not understand. Like, I don't get it. And they'd be like, Shalem, what's the answer? And I'd be like, two. And they'd be like, no. I'd be like, 39. They'd be like, no. I'll be like, I don't understand what you're talking about. And I used to get like out of tests, like I'd literally get like 4 out of 30, 7 out of 30, like, and by the end the teacher wouldn't even blink. Like he'd be like, Shalane, and I'd be like 4 out of 30. And they'd be like, and there was a girl next to me. She was really good at maths. She was so good at maths. And then for some reason in my head, I didn't realize this until after. So I just, you know, people are like, oh, they're just annoying. I just find them annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
So like in the class, I'd be like if I had to be her partner, I'd be like, oh God, like I'd be like so like cold shouldered. And then after I realized, I'm just jealous of you because you're good at maths and I'm not. And then I just apologized. And then after it was fine, but I just thought,
oh, that's nice.
I was in secondary school, but I just realized this girl's actually nice. Why am I being, and I'm not like that.
Yeah.
It's just because you're jealous, babe.
Oh, that's really nice that you are self-aware subconsciously.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I did go through a phase when like there was a girl that I was jealous of and I was mainly jealous of her because she was close with my crush.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's grounds.
So there's just like a little jealousy there.
Was it teenage years?
Like, just
no. Last week.
Yesterday.
No. Right now. Today. It's you. I'm joking.
No, no. But yeah, I was just a little bit like, oh. Oh. Do you know what I mean? And like, she was just like so like confident.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And just so like saucy. Mm, 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 mm. And just like lustful.
Yeah.
And I'm like quirky.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like fun loving, quirky, cool, yeah, babe. Do you know what I mean? I don't really do sexy well. Do you, yeah, know what I mean? That's not really my MO.
Exactly.
Might be sexy because he likes funny girls.
Yeah.
So because of that, now I'm sexy. But I don't like walk in a room and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just oozing.
Some girls, do you know?
You know, some women, they just like ooze sexuality.
Yeah, some women are
and
sexy.
They're just so like, they're just so feminine. And,
yeah.
Like, their perfume and just,
yeah, the room. They're just seduction.
Seduction.
Like,
they just come into a room and they're like, hello, everyone. Yeah. It's like, oh.
Everyone,
do you know what
swoons.
I mean? I'm not like that. I'm like, yo,
yeah. Like,
what's good, everyone? How you guys doing? Like, quirky, laughing all the time, because like I feel like sexy women don't really laugh that much.
They do. Also, what are you saying? We're not sexy.
We are sexy, but I mean like those. I mean like the one, like the girl, like who, you know that song, Jolene, 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 Jolene. Like, Jolene doesn't laugh a lot.
Have you noticed I haven't been spicing up the songs now?
Oh, I don't want
just
you
to, in case
like,
you want to harmonize.
I don't.
Just make sure you harmonize now.
Now I'm harmonize. Now next time we break into song,
okay,
I will definitely harmonize.
Okay, good. Sorry, carry on.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like just sensual. I feel like that. You know why I say they don't laugh, right? Because they're mysterious. That's why.
Mysterious girls. I love
so
you.
Like, we're sexy, but it's I'm not mysterious. Mm. Do you know what I mean? If I was more mysterious. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone will make a song about me and they're like, Rita, 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 please stay away from my man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or they'd be like, Shirlin, Shirlin, you're so mysterious, girl. Oh, oh, oh.
Mysterious girl, I wanna get close to you. Come on, guys. Come on, this is a musical right now.
Yeah, sorry.
This is a musical version of this podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's I like love them, to break into song.
Yeah, it's like them TV shows where they have the one musical episode. This can be yours.
Yeah, but do you know what? I actually hate those episodes.
Okay. So you didn't like Glee growing up?
I do like Glee, but you know my issue with musical?
What?
Musicals
are? Musical? The person?
My issue with musicals is that I just... The realism of it, I just can't get through it.
Who wants the real world?
Like, I just don't imagine, like, okay, we're in a scene, yeah, and we're talking,
yeah,
and then suddenly start
the
singing.
The beat starts.
Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine now, like, we're talking, let's think of something to talk about, and then randomly, no one give a warning, someone will just come into song. So let's, yeah, talk about... I always make people do random improvs.
I love improv. I actually want to go to improv classes, so give it to me.
Okay, so what could the improv scenario be? So imagine, okay, you've just come back, mm-hmm, from your first day at your new job.
Okay.
But it was the worst day of your life.
Okay.
And I'm just like happy to be here. This is, okay, kind of like a shit scenario, but...
So you're, who are you? You're my flatmate, you're,
do you know
my
what?
Sister,
I'm your mom. Okay,
you're my
this is
mother.
Good. Okay, I'm your mom.
Okay, you're my mom.
It's your first day of work after you being a bum.
Okay.
You've been a bum for like 6 months.
Okay,
haven't been able to get a job.
Okay, mom.
Finally, you've got a job.
Okay.
Oh, actually, maybe go better, actually. You've been taking your driving lesson.
Okay.
And this is your seventh driving test.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just preparing... I'm your mom, and I'm preparing for you to tell me that you have failed again.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And you've come in and you can decide whether or not,
okay,
you failed or not. But
okay,
now at one point, either one of us, like...
It's going to break into a song.
Break into a musical. And tell me if it feels real to you.
Okay.
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 And action. I'm just at home. I'm cooking. Cooking a meal. Yeah.
God, can't believe I failed. God, I've got to tell my mum. Walking up the stairs.
Walking up the
stairs. Ah, there's a crackhead. South London. Mm-hmm. Open the door. Walk in. Hi, Mom.
Hi. How are you doing? Oh, no.
I failed.
Oh, no.
I know.
For the seventh time.
Yeah, seventh time.
Oh, goodness, my dear.
I know. I guess I can always go again, though. It's trying that counts.
Do you want to go again or maybe try a bicycle?
Why would you say that?
Because maybe driving's not for you.
Why would you say that to me? You don't believe in your little Shelly. Why? Why? And that's when I walk away. That was realistic to me. No? Do you know what?
That was fantastic.
I actually love singing.
That was really good. Actually, why? Why? See, would you do this to me?
That's what they do in the movies. They're like, why? And they're like, what do you mean, why? Why?
Why?
Do you like Dreamgirls?
I love Dreamgirls.
I love the, you know, the scene where they're like, when we're supposed to love me. Love me. That is the one. That is like the perfect real life crossover of song scenario.
I think Dreamgirls is one of the best musicals to ever exist.
Dreamgirls is one of the best musicals, and I can't believe it was never nominated for an Oscar, because it's also it's just an amazing film. It's amazing. Perfectly written, perfectly paced.
Yeah.
Everything, casting,
honestly,
acting,
everything. When I'm sad, I listen to Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
When I'm really sad, I watch the film.
Oh my God.
Like, if I'm watching the film, you know that I'm really in the pits. Do you know what I mean? And that's the only thing that's going to lift my spirit.
Yeah.
If I'm just on the brink of sadness, I will listen to the soundtrack.
Yeah, you listen to the soundtrack. What track are you hitting?
I listen from the beginning. I like to see the story in my head. All of that.
I listen to that when I need a pick me up. Move.
Yeah.
Then when I'm feeling sad and emotional, I like to listen to Family. And then I also love to listen to "And It's Hard to Say Goodbye." I cry every time in that scene, you know.
Yes, yeah,
I cry every time.
But I just feel like Effie should have just said that she was pregnant.
She could have done that.
That pisses me off every time.
And then we would have not had half the movie would be gone.
Yeah,
she could have said she was pregnant.
I mean, I've been going through some pains. Like, come on,
Effie, we've all got pain. No.
We all got pets.
We're not all pregnant with a horrible man's baby that is literally cheating on us with Beyonce.
I mean, come on. Just say that you're pregnant.
Yeah, she
could. Say you're with child. Or just say you're on your period.
Yeah.
At least something. Oh, I've got cramps, guys. That's why I've been moody.
Yeah.
My stomach's really hurting me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But she spends the whole time, I've got pain. You're being all mean because you've got pain. Effie, just say that you're, you know,
pregs.
You're pregs, man. Yeah. Just like, confess.
You're loading. Yeah.
You're carrying a human in your stomach.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're running it up in 9 months.
In 9 months, it's long for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to pop one out. Do you know what I mean?
That is scary, man.
You know what's really scary? When you don't know that you're pregnant.
And you have a toilet baby.
And suddenly, do you know what? Yeah. I know a story of a girl from school. Yeah.
What?
Basically, she didn't know she was pregnant. So she's putting on weight, right? She's going to the gym, right? Thinking that she's just putting on weight. And the thing is, even like...
That's me right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Carry on, sorry.
And then basically, I think like... So basically like she lives in Nigeria, And in Nigeria, like there's a gate man. And I think the gate man used to like be checking her out all the time kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the gate man then complained to someone in the house saying... What's going on with this girl? She's just putting on weight.
Wait.
Why is she putting on weight?
What's going on with my baddie? What's going on with my crush?
She's like, why is she putting on weight? Like, what's going on kind of thing, right? This girl was saying, I'm not pregnant. I'm definitely not pregnant. Blah, 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 blah. No one noticed anything, right?
No one.
Until 1 month before. Finally went to go and do a test. Found out that, in fact, she's pregnant. And not only is she pregnant, she's due in about 3 weeks.
This is my nightmare.
Now she has a child.
This is my nightmare.
Now she has a child. And then when they were doing like the whole like, you know, christening and all of that stuff, her and her partner looked so sad.
This is my
nightmare. And the pastor was like, guys, this is a time of joy.
Hey.
You need to be smiling.
Please.
You brought a child into the world. You should be feeling good. And I did not see a smile.
They're like, tell me about it.
Bruh, you're saying to your mates, I'm going to see you in Ibiza in September. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have a great time, right? August, you find out you're pregnant.
August.
And suddenly, your life changes and you've never even been to Ibiza before. You can't even say that you've been.
That's actually crazy.
Just like your life's changed. No, you didn't even have time to, you didn't even get to your baby shower.
Mate, the way I take pregnancy tests.
Really?
Take them so much. Even when I've like gained weight, like sometimes my stomach will be a bit poofy. I'll be like, get me a pregnancy test. Oh my God, because I just get so shook. I get shook of that. Because there's so many different things. Like, people still get their periods when they're pregnant. All this kind of stuff.
They still get a period when they're pregnant.
God,
and you're just walking around and you're with child. You're with child.
Deep that. But sometimes I think, why haven't I had a pregnancy scare yet? Am I? Are the eggs? Mm. Anyways, it's a rocky road to go down.
Yeah, it's a rocky road. Because sometimes it's like, you just want to get pregnant just so you know you can. Do you know what I mean?
Just!
You're just like... Okay, cool.
Cool.
Good.
Anyways.
But no scare? You're like, oh.
Even a little fright.
You're like a bit frightened.
Damn. Yeah. One time I did get a fright though, but it was just because my period was late and then I drank milk in the morning and I was like, oh my God, I've gotten, what's it, intolerance to milk. Oh my God. But then I came home and the milk was just gone off.
Oh.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, I just think it's very, very scary. Do you know what I mean? When your period doesn't come, oh, the prayers.
Oh, gosh. And then when it comes, we're outside, we're active.
Outside.
You actually messaged the group chat. We need to celebrate.
Wow, we made it.
You know when it's mad? Have you ever had a period that was 1 week late.
Yeah. But I wasn't even doing anything, but I still thought I was with child.
That's hilarious.
Because I was like, maybe I'm chosen. Maybe it's me.
It would be
maybe
me.
I'm next.
If not me, then who?
It would be me. Of course, out of all of the people, I would be the chosen one to bring a child into this world without an ounce of any sexual activity.
That
it would be me.
That reminds me of when I was 16 and I went to get the morning after pill because I thought I had sex, but I hadn't. I just didn't. I thought I'd had it, but I hadn't. I'd not had it.
But then I go to the doctor and they're like, okay, so why do you want this pill?
I was like, because I...
What was it that you did?
I was like, I think I had sex last night.
You think you had sex? Okay, do you explain to me what the activity was that you actually did?
I was like... But then I was like, well, how does anyone know if they've had it, if they've never had it before?
You will know.
That's what everyone kept saying to me. But I was like, but how do I know? Ow. But yeah, that was hilarious.
Wow.
Big up the NHS.
Big up the NHS because literally. I'm sure they've had to deal with so many people coming in thinking, I kissed someone, I'm pregnant.
Improve sex education.
Improve sex education.
Please.
Immediately.
I didn't even know there were two holes down there until I got my period. I mean, three. That's three holes.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was three. I thought there was two until I started.
Wow.
No one told me.
They did in science class. They did. They did, children. They did.
Okay.
I want to support you, but I mean, we all took the same classes.
I don't know why they told me. I liked biology.
Did you though?
Yeah.
You skipped that class?
I was in foundation. I was. Fair enough.
It explains a lot. I big up all the people who were in foundation. I don't judge you.
Listen, I scrapped my out of foundation though before my GCSEs for science. I got into higher
tier. Come on, well done.
But then they gave me a surprise test. They were like, do this test. If you don't pass, then you're going back to foundation. I said, what? Did the test, flopped because they didn't, they tricked us because they wanted 100% pass rate.
So did you go back to foundation?
They made everyone do foundation, even the higher tier people, except for one girl. She wasn't having it, Shola. Hi, Shola. She went and she was knocking on the door. She was like, let me do higher tier. They were shook. They were like, okay, Shola, you can do it.
Wow.
The rest of us had to do foundation.
Wow.
Not cool, Prendergast.
You went Prendergast?
Yeah.
What was that, New Cross?
Broccoli.
Yeah. Nice school.
Yeah, decent.
Not that nice, actually. I was just trying to be polite.
Yeah. I like it, though. It was perfect for me.
The stories I heard of that school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. All bad, I hope.
It was all bad, yeah.
Good.
I was just trying to be polite.
Keep going, girls.
I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
PG on top. Literally.
Well done. I love that for you. We've been gisting a really long time. I don't even think I've even got through most of the things in my notes, to be
honest.
Oh my
God, are we finished?
No, we're not finished. Oh, you want to go?
Oh, no.
What is your top three TV shows?
This is the thing, Ria. I have to... Can we do top three reality and then top three drama?
Nah.
I can't give you top three shows of all time.
You've got to give
then it's all going to be reality. But there's other shows that are better. I can't. Please.
All right. Okay. But you've literally got like 3 minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm literally just going to run through them.
Top three reality shows, top three TV shows.
Top three reality shows of all time. Number one, Mob Wives.
Oh.
You don't know. This is the final boss of reality TV shows. If you like watching people fight, go. Number two, Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore is goated. It's still good to this day. Number three, Bad Girls Club.
Oh, wow.
Honourable mention to Made in Chelsea.
Oh!
Three best TV shows of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Skins UK.
Oh, yeah.
Rewatch
classic.
It. It's very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Bates Motel. Very, very scary.
Oh.
Very, very, very scary. And probably Desperate Housewives.
Oh!
Honourable mention to Gossip Girl.
Oh!
That's it. Yeah. What about you?
We have like similar. Would I put Desperate Housewives in my top three? No, I wouldn't.
Writing, crazy.
I rewatch it every year though. And I also rewatch Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm.
As like a rite of passage. Yeah, I just have to. And I rewatch Sex and City. But
I've only watched that once.
Oh no, I rewatch it.
Really?
It's actually due a rewatch now.
Is it?
But I feel like I don't know. I feel like it's just a way of life.
It is.
But it's not in my top three.
Okay.
My top three, or it's usually a top five that I do, but I'll try and do top three, is This Is Us.
I couldn't finish This Bad. Is Us. Couldn't finish.
I couldn't finish crying. This Is Us. So
I love crying too, but it was taking too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's emotional.
Yeah,
This Is Us, Breaking Bad.
I've watched Breaking Bad.
Amazing.
Couldn't get into it. I'm going to try again.
It's so good. It's slow though.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like character building show, you know? Like, it's all about the character. And then my third will probably be, it changes every time. Right now, I'm going to say Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What's that?
It's fantastic. It's my favorite show. I'm watching it again right now. I mean, usually I'll say The Office if it was like a top five.
Yeah,
but Curb Your Enthusiasm is very like dry humor.
Is it?
Larry David, he's just hilarious. He gets annoyed about everything. Like just things that are just so ridiculous. But for him, it's like a big deal. He says the things that people are thinking.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? And he just like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great. But yeah, I feel like we've got similar taste. In TV, I don't really watch a lot of reality TV though, to be fair.
I watch too much.
But TV wise, I like to hear people's shows, just get the personality, yeah. See what you're into.
I used to watch reality TV and Desperate Housewives in secret in my room when I was a child.
Wow.
I love reality TV. I love it. Oh my God.
So no, it's so good though. I don't know why I don't get into it as much.
God. I don't know. It's like a drug.
Mm.
I've been locked in since Simple Life. Wife Swap?
I remember. Oh, Wife Swap was good.
Wife Swap, yeah. 9911. Super Nanny?
Oh yeah, my okay. gosh. Oh yeah, you're a veteran. She's a veteran, guys. She's a veteran. Okay, well, my other last, I guess, there's so much to talk about, but so much that we didn't hit. But it's been juicy ever since, you know?
It has.
We started, we've just been gisting.
Yeah.
Gisting like buddies, and that's all right. Do you know what I mean? But I guess my question is, I think I'll go with my last two.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Shalene?
Shalene.
Yeah, who is she? Do you know what I mean? People don't really know you.
It's a question I ask myself, Rhea. Mm. Who am I?
Who are you?
You'll never know.
Okay.
And neither will they. I mean, I'm kind. I'm vivacious.
Ooh, that's a good word.
I'm passionate. I'm eccentric. I'm a free spirit.
Mm.
And I lead with love.
Aww.
I like to make everyone feel loved and seen. That's kind of like my goal in life.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. I
could also be
love.
A meanie. No, I'm joking.
Now the truth is coming out. Now the real hurt's coming out. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
You like to lead with love.
Yeah.
Mm, do you have a lot of love in your life?
I feel like I radiate love because I want everyone to feel, I think everyone deserves to feel loved.
Mm.
And I feel like everyone should feel seen. I feel like that's why I like to do it. Like if I'm in a situation, there's people that I like to try and make everyone feel seen.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like I like to give love.
I love that. Were you that kid in school? If you see someone sitting by themselves,
yes,
you would go up to them. Yeah.
I sat next to Ryan, this boy. People wouldn't sit next to him because he smelled.
Mm.
So I had to sit next to him because then he started blowing in my ear. I said, Ryan.
He started what in your ear?
Blowing in my ear in year four.
Oh, Ryan.
I said, Ryan, please, it's not
Don't
that.
Do that.
I've got, I'm in a relationship. I had a boyfriend already. So, Ryan, please.
I'm just here to be your friend.
Yeah.
That is so sweet. I dream, like, when I think about my future child, that's what I want her to be like.
That's what I need her to
or
be
her
as well.
Or him. Like, yeah. I just want my child to be that child that sees a child by themselves.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm going to be your friend.
Yeah.
Because it might be that the person's just really shy.
It is.
And I just think it's really hard for shy people.
It can, do you know what
it I mean?
Can be.
It can
yeah.
be
oh my
really
God.
Hard for them.
Yeah.
You know, they want to get involved, but they're just really shy and they're nervous. And all it takes is for them to have one best friend who's outgoing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they're outgoing as well.
Yeah. You know crack. I remember in school, there'd be someone shy and I'd be like, I'm going to crack you.
I'm like that.
And then, yeah. And then they would always crack.
No, mine always crack. You know,
they always crack, and then they love you at first. They're like, get away from me,
you
freak.
Oh
and then after
God.
They love you,
I've
yeah.
got a really close friend,
oh
right? And I adore him, I love him so much. He's so shy, doesn't talk, right?
Mm.
But he's very much like, will listen to everything that you have to
oh,
say,
yeah,
and will listen
that.
To you so, so deeply, right?
Mm.
And when I first met him, he was being so quiet and so shy, right? And I was driving then, and he told me where he lived, and he was like, oh, I live in Croydon. I was like, so do I. And I was like, okay, I'm going to crack you.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give you a lift home. He was like, no, it's fine. I was like,
yeah. That's what shy people do. They're like, no,
I said, I'm giving you a lift home.
I'm taking you
and
home.
And I said, you're going to be my friend. I've chosen you now. And I'm not going to stop.
I'm choosing you. It gets
I'm not
like going to
stop until you're my friend. It and you know what? We'll be like driving and I will just be talking loads because obviously, like, I'll just be have so much to say. Do you know what I mean? Don't even like a bit of silence.
Yeah,
so I'm
like
talking. And he'll be like, oh, I love that. That's great. Yeah. I'll be like, and what about you?
Yeah.
No, it's a long story. I've got time.
I've got time, baby.
And eventually,
I've got time.
And now, till this very day, it's been like over 10 years until this very day. Oh. When he has something to say, he talks to me. He
that's
talks
beautiful.
So much with me. And I just love him so much.
Oh, yeah. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. But yeah, just off of what you've said about leading with love and, like, you know, making people feel seen. I think that's a beautiful characteristic to
and
have.
And just don't, I just don't let my head even get like, anyone's out to get me. I'm like, everything's, no,
I
no
love
one has
that.
Intentions with me. La, 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 la.
I love that. Do you like the adult you're becoming?
I do like being an adult. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you, babe. I think about this. I've been thinking about this recently. Like when I'm out, like when I was a child, I couldn't wait to be an adult. But for me, it was more about freedom.
Yeah.
Like being free, especially if you come from a household where your parents are very like bossy or controlling or that kind of stuff. I love being an adult because I love having the freedom to do what I want, go where I want, make my own money, spend my own money and just enjoy life how I want to enjoy it. So I do like the adult I'm becoming. Yeah, I really do.
I love that.
I'm looking forward to who I'm going to be in my 30s as well. Mm. Like, I want to know who she
who
is.
Who is she? Like, what's she going to be like?
What's she going to dress?
What's she going to like?
What's she going to be like? Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, 30s is great.
Yeah.
I do love being in my 30s. I can't
30s
lie.
Is sexy.
No,
mate.
It is so sexy.
30s is so hot. Yeah, like, whenever I see 30-year-old girls, I just know someone's 30 because they're so hot.
Yeah.
They're dressed so well.
Yeah.
They've got money. They're just
But you didn't know I was in my 30s.
Didn't know.
You didn't give
today, me. Today, you're looking like you're in your 30s. Tell you that. I don't know about the other day. I had a few margaritas that day, so I don't remember.
You're like, today, you look like you're in your 30s, okay? No one's going to ID you.
Oh, my
god! Definitely in your 30s, right? No. Okay, I can see it in your eyes. You're fighting for your life. You're in your 30s.
No,
what's crazy about being in your 30s is that you think you're going to have it together.
Oh, yeah.
And you still don't. Nah. And I'm just like, even just the other day, like, I did something, and I was just like, Rita, why do you find this so hard? Like, certain conversations I still find hard in my 30s. And I have to talk to them. I'm like, Rita, why are you finding it so difficult to tell this person how you feel?
30s is still so young, though.
Do you
30s
know what I mean?
Is like, 30s is like the teenage adulthood years.
Oh my God, that is the best description.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I actually think that your 30s is like, yeah, it's the teenage of adult years.
Yeah.
I don't know what the 20s is. I think the 20s is your peak of teenager.
Yeah, I feel like it's like your oldest teenage years.
Yeah. And then your 30s is like your youngest adult years.
Yeah. And I feel like in your 40s, you're like a mature, like you're cooking it up. You're a bit more serious. Like,
yeah.
But then I feel like you're not really, you don't really know everything until you're like 50. Maybe even then.
I feel like I don't think you ever know anything.
No, you don't.
You just keep going.
Yeah.
Have you had a moment where you've been like, when you've done something and you're like, maybe I'm not an adult right now?
Money.
Bruh.
Let me tell you something, guys. Bruh. Learn about money as soon as you can.
Learn about money.
Because one day...
Shout out, Bola Soul.
One day, you will need to take care of your... The things that I did not understand growing up about money, I didn't understand how overdrafts affect your student overdraft, how it affects your... like credit scores, applying for banks, applying for this. Yeah. I didn't know any of this stuff. And now
so
I'm setting my own stuff. I'm like, I'm going to have to buy a book and I'm going to have to learn about money.
Yeah.
And I hate money. I hate learning. I hate numbers, but I'm going to have to learn. But
money, honestly. Well, shout out to Bola Soul. Okay?
What's Bola Soul?
Bola Soul is one of my friends and her whole thing is just about finances.
Is it?
Yeah, finances. She's actually got a book coming out and I wish I could remember the name of the
I
book.
Need to follow Bola
But Soul. Honestly, follow Bola Soul, guys. Like, she talks about money. She talks about how important it is for women to understand money. She talks about investment.
Investing.
Your credit. All that stuff.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So shout out Bola Soul.
Yeah.
Because like, honestly, same with me. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, I feel like I'm a little bit better with money.
Yeah.
But I had to suffer to get here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right now. I'm in the
suffering.
Stage.
Okay.
I'm in the purging stage.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
All the consequences of my actions.
I had to catch up to me. Oh, I had to suffer.
Yeah, that's what I'm in right now. Oh my God.
Suffer.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, I would spend before the money has arrived.
Yeah.
Big mistake. Because I'd be like, it's coming.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I live in this world of like delusion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which worked for a little bit because it was coming because my dad was going to transfer it to me. Do you know what I mean? So it always was coming. Do you know what I mean? And then I grew up and I was like, oh, wait a second. this brand hasn't paid me on time. It's not coming. I've got 5p to my name.
No.
How am I meant to eat?
Not 5p.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what am I meant to do? And then you're stressed.
Mate.
And then people are asking you things. You're like, don't ask me questions. I ain't got money.
Yeah.
I ain't got no money in my account. And I had the money.
Stop sending me requests.
And I spent the money.
Yeah.
Because I thought more was coming.
Yeah.
And then I used to be so bad, yeah, that I would, the job hasn't even arrived yet. And I said, I'm walking in faith.
Girl! No!
I'm walking in faith, okay? What? I know money's coming. I don't know when. But I know an email is going to come.
And it's going to be a juicy one.
Wow.
It's going to be a loader.
Friday, 6 p.m. No email. I'm like, oh.
Bruv. For me, it's all this like setting up like companies, trading numbers.
Yeah.
That's the thing that with me, I'm like, what the heck? Like, I don't understand it, but.
It's a lot.
We'll get there.
You'll get there. And you know what? As long as you want to learn about it, you'll be fine.
Do I want to learn? I have
to. As long as you don't ignore it.
I've been ignoring money my whole life.
Yeah, and that's the biggest mistake you can make. The biggest mistake you can make is actually ignoring your letters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That was my first hardest lesson.
You know when you have to lie and you're like, I didn't get a letter.
I'll see the letter, I'll be like, please, not today. Please, I've got other things to deal with. Keep your letters, okay? I'll be ignoring it. And then one day, it caught up on me.
Yeah. Mad.
But. Yeah, it's not good. But are you as adult as you think you are?
No, we're never as adult as we think we are. I thought I was an adult when I was 16 and I got my first boyfriend. And I went and I bought myself a trench coat because I thought that's what women do. And it was from Forever 21. And then I painted a French manicure on my nails. So I was like, and I'd be like to my friends, and I'd be like, do you want to go? I'd be like, go out. I've got a man at home. I can't go home.
I've got a man.
I can't go home to my man.
Man.
In my little homemade French manicure and my little Forever 21 trench coat.
Wow, it's something you about always a trench think coat.
No, the trench, your first trench coat hits different. The first trench coat is, like, I feel like everyone needs to frame their first French
honestly,
trench coat.
You just feel, so, I remember my first, mine was beige.
It's always beige because we couldn't get the Burberrys.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to pretend.
Got to manifest.
That's what you got to do.
Got to manifest. Well, this is adulthood according to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you might be an adult in my world.
Okay.
And it's only my world that matters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
You know? So, okay. Do you know the settings on your dishwasher?
I don't have a dishwasher.
Oh, sorry.
Wash by hand.
Oh.
I don't believe in dishwashers.
Okay, hand washer.
How do they really get the dirt off those plates? That's what I'd like to know.
That's a good point, you know. How does the actual machine work?
I don't know. You can't see. There's no glass, so you can never see through it, can you?
Why is it not transparent?
Great question, Rita.
Wow, that's very suspicious, actually.
Yeah, I'm a suspicious person.
Wow, I've never in my life thought about that.
There you go.
Your mind. Why is a dishwasher not transparent? Why can we not see what's going on? It should be transparent.
It should be.
How do we know it's even baking? Okay, look, you're digressing me.
We don't know what they're spraying on them plates. Anyways.
Okay, well, you don't have a dishwasher. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
How many times do you change your sheets?
Once a week.
Very good. Some people don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you if you don't, okay? It's your life, but that's quite adult of you. Do you know where all your socks are?
No, I'm literally wearing one Nike sock and one Adidas sock right now.
Shh. Because you don't know where your socks are?
No. And I'm pretty sure one of my socks has foundation on it. Yeah, no. I don't know where they are. They get away, those little rats, don't they?
The socks don't move.
Do you know where all your socks are?
I do. I do. I don't lose my socks. I don't know how as adults we're losing socks.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy it's little just, world does it? We live in.
It's a crazy little world that we live in. Okay. When you're cleaning, right? Do you have like specific cleaning products for specific things? So you've got the countertop, you've got the cooker, you've got the bathroom, or do you just use one spray for everything?
I go to that shop and I say, give me that old multi-purpose cleaner with a little citrus scent and let me get to rock and rolling. And if not, put some bleach on that thing. That's all I'm going to do. Bleach and multi-purpose cleaner. That's what I'm going to do, baby.
I feel like I'm
maybe a window cleaner, actually, for the mirror.
Okay, fair enough.
That's it.
Okay. I feel like I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have life insurance?
No.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Do you? I don't have children, though, so I don't need it. What do you need life insurance for if you don't have children? So you can pay for your own funeral? I think not. I think not. I'm paying for that. You guys can pay for that. Are you crazy? I'm in heaven, okay? I didn't want to be because I don't want to die. And now I'm having to pay for my own funeral. So you guys come and say that to me. Yes or no? It's got to be like the final birthday dinner. It's got to be the biggest check I've ever run. And I want violins. And I want a hologram of me giving the ceremony. And my enemies are not allowed in. Any exes, any ops, any auntie that has ever called me overweight, you don't invite. And any cousin that's asked me for money, you don't invite either.
It's very interesting that you've already planned this. So maybe that is very adult of you.
There you go.
That you know this, actually. Because now you took it to another stage, because that's quite a dark question to ask someone if they have their funeral plans at such a young age. God forbid, you won't need to use it for a good couple hundred years.
Do you know what's dark, huh?
What?
It's wondering whether your parents have it and whether to, how to ask that question.
Oh, no, I had to ask.
I need to ask.
Yeah.
But how does one do that?
Yeah, I was just like, do you want to be buried or cremated? Because I actually have an aunt that's really, really dramatic. And, you know, she wants to die so bad.
Oh, no.
And I think she's not going to because she wants it. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things.
They give you what you don't want.
Like, you know, when you really want it or you think you're going to be one of the ones that go young, you want it bad enough, it's not going to come. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So obviously for her, like when she's being really dramatic, one day she just called me and she was all like, by the way, just want you to know that when I go, I'd like to be cremated because I don't want to kick up a fuss. And I was like, oh, look, it's not going to be a fuss.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's like, yeah, this is what I want for myself. I want to be cremated and I'm telling it to you because I feel like, you know, you're going to make sure that it's going to happen. And you know what? She's right.
Yeah.
But by God's grace, she's going to live long.
Cremation
is
mad, you know.
Yeah, but I get it.
My dog's cremated.
Oh, you cremated
and he's just sitting in my room. And when I open that box, I'm like, that's mad. And I have to close it because I'm like, how is that lucky?
So you just go occasionally and you just go and look at it.
Yeah, I've got him in a little box in my room. My mum wants to throw the ashes in the river. I'm like, not in the Thames.
Yeah, the Thames are a bit dirty.
No.
But isn't there a place you can... I don't want to be insensitive. A place you can bury him, perhaps?
The ashes?
Yeah.
You can't bury ashes.
In the box, in the ashes?
Oh, no. Not in South London. A fox will dig them up. Oh. I feel like I want to keep half the ashes and then the other half I'll throw it in a park in Lewisham that he used to like. Well, that's what I'll do.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah. But apparently you can't split up the ashes. I don't know. He'll be fine.
Yeah, that feels a bit uncomfortable.
Does it?
I mean, look, I don't want my ashes in different places.
Someone told me that they ran their hands through their families. Like when they got a family member ashed, cremated, they ran their fingers through it. Surely that's not right.
I don't think
that's right.
Without consent.
Yeah, without consent. That's mad.
I think this conversation took a turn.
Yes. This is adulthood, baby.
It's quite dark, actually. Yeah. You know, but I guess there's always an end.
There's always darkness with lightness.
There's an end of an episode and there's an end of life.
There is.
But not for us, for a very, very, very,
very long time.
Very long time.
I want to see some aliens before I go.
Me too. Yeah. No, I don't actually.
No?
No. You know what? You are a bit of an adult because, you know, what you led us to, and I know people are going to be listening and thinking, how did we get here? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you are an adult, and for that reason, I've got you a gift.
Really? Oh, my God. Is it... what's that?
Ceiling clips. Have you ever been in your kitchen and you have bread and you open it up and you're like, oh, I only want 2 slices.
Yes!
And then you can't... You know, you can't tie a knot.
Yes.
You can't tie a knot.
The tortilla wraps, sir. With my
ceiling clips. Fantastic.
So they seal.
It's like a plug.
I'm thinking you meant the clips that go in the ceiling, in the sky, in the roof of the building. I'm thinking, where do you clip that in the ceiling? This is better.
Ceiling clips to seal your food, okay? When someone's opened something and you don't want it to be open yet, what do? You use a ceiling clip.
Clip.
There you go.
This is actually a very good present.
I think it's fantastic.
Because companies don't package their stuff correctly like they used to.
Yeah.
Why is the bagel packaged like that?
Yeah.
And now I can't
tie the knot.
Can't tie a knot.
And now the bread goes stale.
And my fajita tortillas, they go rusty after one day. Not anymore, baby.
Not anymore. Why? She's got ceiling. What are they called again?
Ceiling clips. Fantastic.
You are very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Very sweet. I bought something for you.
No, it's okay. I'm the gift giver over here.
You're like Father Christmas.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you.
It was my birthday last week.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Okay, sorry, go on.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We've actually come to the end and I couldn't tell you what we spoke about.
I couldn't either.
But we spoke about a lot.
Yeah.
And thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I had a fab time.
Fab time, guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I hope that you've enjoyed yourself and you guys know the vibes. Please do not forget to share, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend to tell a friend. Mm-mm. I don't want to be your secret lover. Mm-mm. I want to be your main thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So do not keep me a secret. Mm-mm. And also, you know how it goes here, okay? Mm. If you did not like my co-host, please do not use that as a reason to not come back. She will not be here.
Hey!
She will not be here. Please come back. We have another co-host next week. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.